2-4, the Green Bay Packers were hoping to get back into the playoff hunt when they played host to the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Coach Mike Sherman knew he would need a big game from his veteran All-Pro quarterback, Brett Favre. Late in the first quarter, a scrambling Favre found Antonio Freeman on a 67-yard touchdown strike that gave the struggling Packer offense a much-needed shot of adrenaline. The Packers then shifted gears and went to running back Amon Green, who took control of the game by dashing 20 yards to the San Francisco 4-yard line. That set up Green's first touchdown of the day, a 2-yard burst, which gave the Packers a 14-7 lead at the break. In the second half, Favre and Green teamed up for some heroics when Favre jumped the pass over the middle to Green, who scampered all the way down to the 49er 1-yard line. Dorsey Levins then scored his first touchdown of the year from 1 yard out to give Green Bay a 21-7 lead midway into the third quarter. With the score tied in the fourth, Favre, who completed 20 of 27 passes for 266 yards, found Dorsey Levins on a 37-yard pass that set up the Packers' final touchdown. Amon Green scored his second touchdown of the day from 1 yard out, and the Packers looked to be headed for an easy victory. But the 49ers managed to tie the score at 28, and with 4 minutes remaining, Brett Favre took the field with the game on the line. Once at midfield, Favre found his favorite target, Antonio Freeman, for 11 yards to put the ball deep in 49er territory. Then Ryan Longwell booted the Packers to victory with a game-winning 35-yard field goal, and Green Bay pushed its record to 3-4.